Zimbabwe's government has seized a U.S.-registered cargo plane with what's described as 64 mercenaries on board. The aging Boeing 727 was impounded on Sunday at Harare International Airport. Zimbabwe authorities said the plane's owners had made a false declaration of its cargo and crew. The plane's origin and destination remain a mystery. A State Department spokesman told reporters yesterday that there's no indication the plane is connected to the U.S. government. Zimbabwe put its army on full alert today while an investigation is underway. Reporter Ish Mufundukwa is in Harare. Have the 64 people on board been identified?
No, the people on board have not been identified. All we know is what state television said last night on the news bulletin, that they were mostly white, heavily built white men.
Was there anything else on board besides the suspected mercenaries?
Indeed, they say there was military equipment, military materials and military equipment. The equipment and the material was discovered as that normally used by commanders on special missions, and they say to include military boots, military knives, military rucksacks, compasses, bolt cutters, hammers, communications radios, satellite phones, and military-style sleeping bags, normally used, that's normally used by the Army.
Any identifying marks on the plane?
Apparently, there is an identifying mark, the N4610, but as a layperson, I'm not too sure what that means.
What language do these people on board speak? Any idea?
Nobody has seen those people. Even the state reporters who were taken to see the plane did not see the reporters. They quoted sources. They referred to the suspected mercenaries as heavily built white men. They did not see them.
What about arms?
No weapons were found on the plane so far. I mean, unless you want to call knives, military knives, weapons and bolt cutters, etc. Up to now, they did say that aviation officials and members of the bomb disposal unit were still going through the cargo hold of the plane to find out more about its contents. But up to now, we haven't heard of any weapons being found on the plane.
Zimbabwe's president, Robert Mugabe, repeatedly has accused the United States and Britain of trying to remove him from power. Could this be part of some plot against him?
Well, it's being implied that there's an American government hand in this. It's being implied in the news bulletins on state radio and in the state media. But I'm not too sure. I mean, of course, they'll play it as such. I think the government is going to say this is or at least up to now, they're implying that these people maybe were up to no good in Zimbabwe. But until we know the destination or the origin and destination of this plane, it's difficult to say what they were up to, and also the nationality of those on board.
Right, they're blaming America, not Britain.
Well, I think America is being blamed at the moment, or suspected at the moment, because the plane is U.S. registered.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Reporter Ish Mufundukwa in Harare, Zimbabwe.